There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is Jimmy Geek. This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of the Unique Geek. 50 days of Dragon Con, the countdown podcast thing that we do every year. And with me, as in years past and in podcast pasts, past past of the card podcast. Yes, that's what I said. The beautiful, the lovely Lee. Lee, how you doing?
I am good, but you know what? I look down my shirt again, and I'm still not a guy.
So
the three guys
you.
Sitting in a room. I'm not a guy. I just looked down. I looked down.
So says you. Sorry, there was a pause there. I had to reach over and get another beer.
I know.
You know how it is. When I'm talking with you.
I don't have a beer in front of me either.
When I'm talking with you, I need to be drinking. That's how it works.
Is that really?
Mm-mm.
That just sounded very insulting.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I will kick you in the shin.
Okay, so, wouldn't that just be punching
you? You know
me?
What? Before this denigrates anymore, I want to introduce a very nice person.
Oh.
And people don't always think he is nice, but he is nice. I would like to introduce Derek, the horror director, who I like a lot more than you, John Boutel, right now. Hi, Derek.
Gee, thanks.
Well, wait a minute.
I think I'd ask her. This man who's mean to me. Yeah.
Hold on a second. Hold on. No. Lee, you're not getting away with that because I'm gonna call us out with Derek here. Oh. You said other people don't think he's nice. What does that mean?
Well, yeah,
that's awful.
I'm trying to figure out actually.
Because you have
I thought everybody
people,
liked me.
No. All the track directors like you, but you have all those other people just like I do. Some of those fandom people that like you don't love us. You don't love our shows. You have some people that.
Wow.
Well, I
and
could.
And so do I, so that's okay.
I could. I'm going to.
People who know you're a wonderful, wonderful.
I'm going to defend Lee in for a second, for once. Hey, my microphone's floating up into the air. I'm going to defend Lee for once and say that given your particular fan track, I could see how people might think that you would be evil.
That's probably the biggest misconception. That's kind of the other joke I was making. He's not. He's a wonderful person.
So and anyway, welcome. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad you joined us?
Right. No, you. Okay, so stop.
Click. Right. He just hung up. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm still here.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
I know you are.
Okay. Yet, so.
Can't get rid of him. Here's the thing. You are kind of refocusing your track a little this year.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up because I'm sure it was going to come up at some point. I'm actually kind of treating it almost as a new track this year. I don't really see a lot of changes in the programming itself. I think I'm more or less changing the context of it. You know, for a couple of years, it was called the Dark Fantasy track, but the problem with that is there are several different definitions of dark fantasy running around, and
mm-hmm.
and I want to say, you know, nobody is wrong. I don't think anybody is wrong. It's just everybody has their own spin on what dark fantasy means, and depending on who you talk to, it could mean anything from like sword and sorcery to Freddy Krueger movies to even, you know, some romance type things. You know, and there's nothing wrong with any of that sort of thing. You know, I've had panels on all of those things over the years, but things were getting so sprawling, we didn't really have a focus. Last year, I kind of sat down and tried to figure out, okay, well, what do I need to do to try to get this thing, pardon the pun, on track? You know, I looked at my resources, I looked at what I felt Dragon Con could use, and I came up with horror. When I told this to David, his reaction was pretty much and it took you this long to figure this out, Derek. and he's right. He had been trying to tell me for years, hey, why don't you look into this? But that's pretty much it. What it boils down to is I got tired of explaining the concept of the track to people. With horror, most people know what horror is. I don't have to draw an outline or anything. You know, everybody from other directors to just people off the street are going to know what to expect when they see horror in the title.
Yep.
We kept the dark fantasy part to give us a little bit of flexibility, but, you know, we are definitely, like I said, more of a change of context than a lot of the actual programming in some cases. So.
Well, I loved how you explained it to me last year, because you and I, we do have a lot of areas that could cross over for both of our tribes. And
right.
We talked about it at one point, and I loved how you described it, and I've actually used that now, which is if the paranormal entity is a good guy, probably on my track. If the paranormal entity is a bad guy, it's probably on horror track. You know, so one of them's X track and one of them's horror. Or who's the good guy and who's the bad guy? So if the bad, if the traditional bad guy is actually the good guy, that would be the horror track usually. And I think that's pretty, I mean, that's a really reasonable definition to me. I like that. It kind of twists it on its head a little bit too. And there are other things there too, but that's for shows that you and I have talked about. That's something we kind of look at together.
Well, you know, honestly, as I boiled it down, is if the general consensus of the, if the general consensus of the public is that it's horror, then, you know, it's horror. You know, because, I mean, again, I think it's as much of a vibe and an atmosphere as much as anything. You know,
well, and we can talk about two of them this year. I mean, and we're going to give two concrete examples, Grimm and American Horror Story, even though it has the term horror in it. You know, I'd be like, well, Lee, those American Horror Stories has ghosts. And I'm like, and it scared the bejesus out of me, so it goes on horror. You know, I mean, it's like that is right there. Because it did. It was a scary, scary damn show for some of us who are wusses, we admit it. But yeah, you know, so that was it. But Grimm, it can be a little macabre at times, but it is not, to me, horror. So, yeah.
Well, also a lot of it has to do, I mean, it really does get to splitting hairs. But I think a lot of it is, what is the nature of the threat almost in the, like, for example, Grimm, you know, the episodes I saw, which were entertaining, it was definitely, it came off to me as a very fantasy-based show in modern day. And that's cool, but it certainly verges on horror because horror is, I mean, most of it is not realistic, you know. But at the same time, like I say, it kind of gets to splitting hairs, and that edge just a little bit outside of the range, I'd almost say. But that's just my personal take on it. So.
No, and I agree with that. And I think it's interesting how we look at that and how a lot of people look at that. But you're right. It's kind of like the Supreme Court definition. I don't know what – I don't – you know, I can't define porn, but I know it when I see it. I can't define horror.
Yeah.
But I know it when I see it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, exactly. I mean, that's really what it comes down to.
What are some of the panels you're doing? Oh, sorry.
No, I was just going to say, but the great thing about horror is most people know it when they see it, like you said. And but anyways, what panels do we have?
Yeah, so what panel, what are you looking at for this year as a real kind of something that's kind of showing that new focus maybe in a way?
Well, you know, you were asking me earlier about the Alice Cooper appearance, and it does look
before
like we will be having,
Yeah, before we started recording. So yes, Alice Cooper.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of my dream guests, so I'm very excited to see him and meet him tentatively. You know, tentative, our favorite word, but it does look like I will be having something going on with some kind of hour talking to him at some point during the weekend, so certainly hope that pans out, you know. But, you know, we've got, you know, a lot of panels, something similar to what we had in previous years, excuse me. But, you know, we also have, let's see, Rose McGowan's going to be here. We've got several returning people from True Blood, a couple of new folks, you know, we've got plenty of fan panels. I actually have a few Stephen King panels as well, you know, this year.
Yes, I do.
That's a fandom I'm wanting to try to kind of hit. Actually, our Lovecraft contingent is also kind of rising. So pretty happy about that because I'm a big Lovecraft fan. You know, we still have a couple of music panels still. You know, we still have a couple of urban fantasy panels, you know, so it's not all completely different, but it's more of a change in the foundation and the focus, I'd say. So
this is going to sound obvious, but something you mentioned earlier, like Freddy Krueger, if we happen to have gotten, why is his name eluding me now?
Robert Englund.
Robert Englund. If he had happened to have come, he would also, you would also host him as a guest, correct?
Yeah. That's actually, the like I said, when I was trying to finally come up with a focus, you know, I was looking at, you know, what is, do I not see really a lot of programming for at Dragon Con, and one of the things was actually horror films.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, Matt at the Independent Film Festival, Independent Film Track, does a lot with independent horror. But, you know, I was thinking, I wouldn't mind boosting some of the, you know, classics of the horror genre and things like that. I don't really see a lot of panels on those things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's pretty much that. I'm rambling again, aren't I?
Oh, you're doing fine. Don't worry about it. Ignore everything. Ignore Lee, and you'll be perfectly fine. What?
Oh. What? Well, actually, I was actually going to plug that Derek is actually going to be on a panel with me. We're going to be talking about kind of the changing definition of what's a good guy and a bad guy.
Mm.
What's the changing definition of hero and villain? Grimm's brought that up. Some other shows have as well.
Breaking Bad. Oh, wait.
What? Breaking Bad would not be a bad example. Breaking Bad would not be a bad example of that. Maybe even Sons of Anarchy and some others.
Ooh,
so,
two of my favorite shows.
We're going to be talking about that and the differing definition of that. So I'm also, he's going to be on a panel. I'm going to be on one of his panels, and he's going to be on one of mine. And that's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's like an exchange student program.
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah, that's the exchange director program. We're trying to get you out of your room at some point. So therefore, this is the only way we can do it.
You know, yesterday was the first time I'd seen my room with no walls. It kind of freaked me out a little bit.
Uh-oh.
By the way, speaking of which, I do want to say that the rooms have changed names. It's no longer Montreal, Vancouver, and Cairo for those who have followed the track through its many permutations throughout the years. It's now Embassy A, B, and C. So, but anyways, as far as I know, same bat time, same bat channel, just new names, but anyways.
Well, the ABC would make a lot more sense, right? I mean, it should make it easier to find, correct? Probably not.
Yeah, but I also like the idea of being an honorary Canadian.
So does Lee. So you have that in common.
Always be an honorary Canadian. That's always awesome.
Well, let me ask you, last year, did you have any of your panels that went over particularly well that you were kind of surprised at? I mean, obviously you hope that every single panel goes over really well, but was there one that just kind of caught you off guard that it went over way better than you had originally thought?
You know, nothing sticks out. Last year actually went over pretty well in general. A lot of panels were cool, and but no, nothing really sticks out in my mind. I mean, nothing that was unexpected. You know, is nothing quite like the infamous David Bowie panel from a few years ago. No, nothing really comes to mind. Sorry, I'm being unimaginative, but it's all a blur.
Can you
lived and drunk since then?
You've got nice. Some sleep. That also helps. Yes.
Is there anything that you think might go over really well this year? I mean, you've mentioned some of the panels that you've had, and of course, you know, Alice Cooper probably, assuming he actually makes it, and again, all schedules are tentative, and guests. Assuming he makes it, is there anything that you think will go over really well maybe, you know, just a regular fan panel?
You know, it's a good question. You know, we have sort of boosted the fan panels this year. We've got several more, you know, with the new horror focus. You know, I'm very curious and hopeful that the Stephen King panels do well. Again, by the way, out there, Stephen King is not going to be at Dragon Con. These are just fan panels devoted to people talking about his work.
All right, so what I'm hearing is Stephen King will definitely be at Dragon Con. That's what I'm hearing.
Well, you would be wrong.
Just stop it.
But you know,
yes, thank you. Tell him, Derek. Yeah.
Oh,
no, yeah, Derek, tell him off.
What?
Hey, like I said, ignore Lee. Everything will be good. Just keep talking. Ignore her.
Oh, I was just going to say. Now our Lovecraft panels generally do well. So,
right.
You know, kind of using Cthulhu Lovecraft as a kind of a well, I can go to, you know, when I need, but. Yeah, actually, it is going to be an interesting year. I'm hoping that the change that people see the changes as a good thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, you'll see me on more of my panels, which is either a good thing or a bad thing, depending on how much you like my personality.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know, it's always a gamble. I don't have any fear that things are overall going to be unsuccessful. We know we've got too many, like, big-name guests that are going to be appearing to, you know, to keep it from being, you know, like a complete wash. But as far as the fan panels, I am very curious to see how they turn out. You know, weirdly enough, we're having a David Lynch fan panel. People have been clamoring for this for years, believe it or not.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's funny. I had always thought, well, maybe that's a little borderline, but enough people asked for it. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and run with this because I like David Lynch, you know. So,
well, I mean, where else would he actually fit in? I mean, if you want to do something about David Lynch, I mean, I don't know where he would fit in, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you know, you're right. And I'm trying to kind of, well, I'm trying to not branch out a whole lot because that was kind of what clobbered the track in years past. I am trying to, you know, I do like the idea of kind of branching out into cult films, you know, like, you know, because I'm a big fan of exploitation and art house and cult films. And so, and a lot of that stuff, even if it's not strictly horror, usually the fan bases kind of go together, you know, I've noticed. So, you know, I think that stuff will be accepted fine by the horror fans. Anyways.
In your hour with Alice Cooper, what are some of the things? I mean, are you gonna just do it as open Q&A, or are you gonna hope to get a couple of like a little bit of questions there? And so, what are you thinking about asking him, or what do you hope to bring?
You know, I'm not really sure yet because it's my understanding that he's one of those guys who he just starts talking and he's so entertaining. I probably will wind up not asking him any questions. But, you know, I'll probably have some in reserve. I think that's probably going to be one of those that runs itself as far as entertainment value.
Yeah,
I mean, I was thinking earlier, what do I say? Introduce who you are. You know, it's like, we know who this is, you know. So a friend of mine has been kind of talking to me earlier today about some interesting idea questions, you know, things that he might not get asked a lot, so... We might look into that. Really, I'm just going to kind of go with the flow on that one. So
you can ask him how it was to be in a sci-fi original picture where he got to pretend to be stepped on by Sasquatch.
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet, but I heard about it. So
it's awesome.
Yeah.
I watch them all. I love them all. Push up, go.
I'm missing out on an opportunity to have a Sasquatch movie panel. You know, I mean.
Oh, I love Sasquatch.
I don't know if that's a missed opportunity, to be honest with you.
Awesome opportunity.
Yeah, you know, there is a great movie. It's a Yeti horror film called Shriek of the Mutilated. If that's not like the greatest movie title of all time, I don't know why.
That's a pretty darn good one. That one is
Shriek of the Mutilated.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And did you see Troll Hunter?
Yeah, that was actually my favorite movie from last year.
I just recently saw it, and I actually really enjoyed it. I did not realize it was all subtitled. I had to like really pay attention to the movie, but that was a fun movie. I liked it.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And I'm not the biggest fan of found footage films, and yet that was still one of my favorite movies, if not my favorite movie from last year. So that they were doing something right. Brilliant movie, in my estimation. Now, see, that movie to me is what I would consider dark fantasy.
But Troll Hunter, very good example. Yes.
Would you still consider it horror?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it's one of those things where, for some reason, we had like if Troll Hunter sparked off like a large fandom and people were clamoring for Troll Hunter panels. I get the feeling I'd probably do them. You know, but.
Let's do a Troll Hunter panel. Troll Hunter. Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, it's one of those things where it hasn't built up a sizable fandom here in the States that I don't think I'm going to have to worry about having to split hairs on where a Troll Hunter panel would go. But, you know, still, I don't really consider it horror. It's more of a borderline thing, but definitely dark fantasy. I think it's a good example of the dividing line there. So,
did but first of all, by the way, I say just keep ignoring Lee. You'll do much better. It's you're welcome, Lee. I love you. Is there something that you're looking forward to that's not in your track this year that you really want to try and get out and see?
Well, you know, actually, if Alice Cooper has any panels elsewhere, I think he has something on main programming. I'm going to try and go to that. Yeah. But, you know, I'm not sure yet. You know, I've been so busy with my own stuff, I haven't really really looked around to see what else is going on or talked to anybody. So it just sort of depends. I'm not sure how much free time I'm going to have.
Well, that's always the problem,
right?
Yeah, that's always the problem. Did I was going to say is, do you have anything from this past year that I mean, not from the con, but just in general? You mentioned Troll Hunter was your favorite movie from last year. Do you have any other favorite things that came out the past year that you would like to see? Maybe not even in horror or dark fantasy that you would like to see addressed at Dragon Con that isn't being addressed?
You know, not that I can think of.
What were some of your favorite things from last year besides Troll Hunter, the great movie that it was, and the squashing Sasquatch movie?
I didn't see that, but
I know. I'm just kidding.
But anyways, well, you know, actually, another great movie from last year is The Last Circus. It's a it was a Spanish film that was basically imagine a Batman movie, but without a Batman and two Jokers fighting each other instead. So that was another one of my favorites from last year. You're seeing this theme of weird movies that I like. One of my big things actually is Italian horror, like from the 70s and things like that. So I kind of live in the past a lot of the times. I do keep up with modern things. But the stuff that I'm into generally is a couple of decades old by this point. So
I'm glad you brought up the Italian horror thing, because I know that's a big thing that you've been kind of catching up on all your Italian horror. Did you ever like any of the Hammer films as well?
Oh, of course.
The old English horror, as it were?
Yeah, the British horror. Yeah, in fact, we're going to be having a Hammer horror panel this year.
Nice.
A friend of mine who actually lives around the corner from me named Daniel Griffith. He is a he actually does a lot of special features for DVDs and Blu-rays. He's actually going to come down, and I've got him on a couple panels, including this Hammer horror panel, so it should be interesting. It'll be a fun discussion, nothing else. So
that should be a very fun discussion, so I think that's cool.
Yeah.
So cool. Well, okay, so we've asked it before, and you put Alice Cooper on, and now I'm coming, so start thinking about it again, because maybe, you know, this now is kind of becoming a wish list in a serious way. If you could have any guest, dead, alive, dead, but not zombies, because we don't like zombies.
Some of us don't like zombies. You're the one that has a problem with zombies.
I like zombies. I just don't want to make.
I think it would be fun killing some zombies, personally. No. Yeah, I mean, I don't want any of my.
All the weapons are peace bonded. We couldn't do it.
Oh, that's true. A dragon kind of be an issue. And plus, who's cosplaying and who's actually the zombie?
Yeah,
that would be the problem. Anyway, Lee, you were saying.
It would be awful to kill Bill Murray again. But, sorry, we're sidetracking it.
Spoiler alert.
Who do you want?
Oh, my Lord.
What?
Spoiler alert.
Oh, what? My God. That movie's been out for like 3 years. There's no spoiler
now. Bruce Willis is dead.
What? Oh,
Bruce Willis is a ghost. He's a ghost.
Yeah.
Untied.
All right, you guys are
that
not.
That was
Darth
spoiled
Vader
to me.
Is
the night.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I was actually, the night before I went to see The Sixth Sense, I went and saw another movie. It let out at the same time as Sixth Sense. I got to hear somebody say, I didn't know Bruce Willis was dead the entire time.
Oh, that must have sucked.
Oh, that sucks.
A quick story about that. My wife had, she needed to use the bathroom at the, and I knew how long the running time of the movie was. I didn't know anything about the ending of the movie, but I knew how long the running time was. And she said, do I have some time to use the restroom? And I said, and I jokingly said, sure, even knowing that it was only like, you know, 5-10 minutes before the end of the film. And and she gets up to go, and I go, okay, no, I'm just kidding. And she sits down, and then that's when the realization that he's a ghost happens. I was like, oh, my God, it just touched a bullet.
She had that walked been, out. Oh, that, oh, been awful. That might have been grounds for divorce. Oh, that would have been mean.
Yeah. Anyway, so guests.
Sorry, your three guests that you would love to have at Dragon Con.
It could have been me dead. Who knows? Anyway.
And you did.
Guillermo del Toro.
Ooh, oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's like almost, at times he comes off like my personal representative in Hollywood, you know. It's like, in fact, the way he announces 50 million projects at the same time kind of reminds me of my ADD interests, you know. It's like, ooh, and I like this, and I like this, and, you know, so I can kind of relate to even that, you know. But I would love to meet him because my friends who have met or actually, you know, or have dealt with him, you know, he sounds like an entertaining guy. Seems like somebody to get along with. Clive Barker is another one. Yeah, I met him at Dragon Con in the 90s. And
that's what I was wondering. He had been there before, right? Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah. 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 It was long before I had anything to do with the convention, aside from just being there as a spectator. But nevertheless, very nice man at the time I met him. And I would really like to work with him, actually. As far as the third, I don't know. Kind of hard, you know. We have so many great guests anyways, and I'm not just saying that to glad hand. You know, we really do have a number of tremendous guests, but it's kind of hard for me to think of somebody who hasn't been there, you know.
We do. I mean, I have to say this year's guest list, and just every year I look at it and I'm like, it gets better every year. It doesn't matter what fandom you're into me. I mean, I just, you know, I kind of look at this and I'm like, this is pretty darn cool. This I like this. So, yeah. There are, of course, always other people we want. But, I mean, I think it's just, it's a nice balanced list that we get often.
Yeah. Yeah, I can say that.
I like it. Yeah. So, it's good. Yeah. Okay.
Let's see. Third. Let's see. Mary Elizabeth Winstead. Yeah, there we go.
Who?
She played Ramona Flowers in Scott Pilgrim. She's also done a lot of horror films. She was in Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter earlier this summer. But
now, did you see that film? Did you see that film?
Yeah, I did. I saw it on opening night.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I did. I mean, there were some rough patches, I would say, but overall, I enjoyed it. I liked the guy who played Abraham Lincoln quite a lot, actually.
Lee? So,
he was probably the best part of the movie.
Yeah, but First Lady Ramona Flowers works too, so, you know.
She was pretty good. I mean, but now, did you read the book?
Yeah, I read the book, but you couldn't have translated that into a movie. I mean, I understand why they had to change it.
Oh. Did you read the book?
I
could see the movie. I could see it being a TV movie, the book, but I don't know, just something about the way it was structured, I can understand why they changed it. That's just me.
That is, now I remember where I'd seen her from most recently was probably all the Scott Pilgrim stuff. So now I was like, I knew I'd seen her somewhere, and now I get it. So thank you for bringing that way, because it was kind of niggling at the back of my mind. Like,
yeah, and of course, at this point, Dan Carroll is listening to this and laughing. I actually would like to meet her. All seriousness, I like her movies. I think she seems like a nice person. But
and she's
anyways.
Done some very interesting parts, too. I mean, so she's got some serious range on her.
Yeah, and she does a lot of horror films. So, you know.
There you go.
She fits, you know.
She fits.
Also, her Thing remake was, or Thing prequel was not as bad as people say. That had some rough patches, too, but I like the fact that we had a movie where the main character was female and there was no romantic interest whatsoever in the movie. So,
you know what? Those are few and far between, and those are nice. You're exactly right. I will agree. Those are nice.
But anyway, but yeah, I guess I guess those are my three off the top of my head, but definitely Guillermo del Toro. I'm just a big fan of his work. Seems like a fun individual. And he loves his monsters.
He does. So. Well, you know what's funny is I had just, speaking on this, I have gotten kind of into apocalyptic fic, you know, what happens after the end, you know, the zombie apocalypse or the plague or whatever. I've just been reading some of those recently, and I did not realize he wrote books as well. I have not read any of them yet, so I have no idea how they are. But he's a writer. I mean, not just for his screenplay and things of that nature, but he writes books as well, and I did not realize that.
Yeah, he. I think they're. He's written them with Chuck Hogan. I think is.
Yeah,
the,
I think that's the name. Yeah, somebody else.
Yeah, they're vampire novels. Apparently, he's building off of ideas he had when he made Blade 2. Apparently, he had some ideas that he didn't get to use in Blade 2, so he was kind of use this as a repository for some of that stuff. So,
Interesting.
Yeah, I haven't read them yet either, but I would. But they're definitely on the to-read list. I'm sure I'd like them. So,
yep, I've got them on that list as well. So, I mean, it's just very interesting to me that I didn't know he did that part. So, because Pan's Labyrinth to me still is probably one of the freakiest movies I think I've ever seen.
By the way, Pan's Labyrinth is another good example of what I consider dark fantasy.
Yes, that would be a perfect.
But from what I'm saying, you can understand why this my ideas for what constituted dark fantasy weren't really going to be a very self-sustaining track at Dragon Con.
There are not that many of them out there. That is true.
Yeah, and then other people have their own personal spin on what dark fantasy means. Yeah. And then I have to say, well, I meant this, and it got into a mess. And I just broke down and just said horror. We're doing horror. And David was amenable.
There we go.
Very happy, actually, I think. But
I've been telling you for years, Derek. Come on.
Yeah,
man.
I know. But I will say this. Programming has there's been a very easy flow to it this year. As a result, it's like honestly, coming up with horror stuff has been like second nature to me. So
okay, John, it's your turn.
Oh, what is it my turn to do, Lee?
I don't know.
You tell me.
Last question.
Last question.
Derek, if people are interested in the horror and dark fantasy, or contacting you, not stalking you, just contacting you, how do they find you?
Well, you know, actually, one place you can go is www.facebook.com/DragonConHorror. That's the other way. That's the other reason I like the horror tag. It's easy to remember. Dragon Con Horror, that's what we are on Facebook. It's also what we are on Twitter. So if you want to follow those things, that's the place you can find me. So.
Excuse me. Oh, Dragon Con Horror. Horror and dark fantasy. I'm right there. Perfect.
Yeah, easy to remember. Also, we've got the official website. It's still under the Dark Fantasy name, but it's darkfantasy.dragoncon.org. So you can see that nice art that team called Mandom created for me. You've got some tentacles going there, so they knew what I wanted to see. Tentacles. Tentacles and a lot of green, you know, so.
Woo-hoo! There we go.
All right. Well, Derek, thank you very much for taking some time out of your day to spend it with us. And
you're welcome.
Again, where
I always like babbling. So.
Oh, whereabouts is your room again? At least tentatively.
The track room is Embassy A, B, and C. A and B are one room. C is another room.
And which hotel is that in?
That is going to be in the Hyatt.
Hyatt. Okay.
It is in. I want to say International Tower is the tower it's in. Basically, if you can't find it, ask the concierge. They'll be glad to point you in the direction. Now, you know, we're going to be sharing the Embassy C room with Independent Film Track. So probably some really cool stuff going on over there, too. But check your schedule. You know, that's the best thing to do. But
all right. Check your schedule. That's good advice for everyone. And be sure to check out the horror track. And hopefully you can get in and see Alice Cooper talk about the horror stuff. And we don't know if he's not doing a concert, is he?
You know, he's listed under the guest as opposed to the performing act. So I'm going to say I haven't heard. I would assume he's just going to be there as a speaker.
I would assume too. I mean, as much as I love Dragon Con, that's a pretty big get for a concert.
I finally saw him a couple of weeks ago, actually, for the first time, believe it or not. He puts on a great show. I mean, the benefit of not having ever had been known for a particularly pretty voice, you know, it's aged well. You know, he still sounds great because that's the way he sings, you know. So.
Yeah, I think he said, I believe in an interview, and I could be wrong, I believe he said that one of the reasons why his voice has maintained is because he never really works very hard at it. So, you know, and that's his style and that's his thing. So it's cool, and people love him for his stage show as well as, you know, his music. But he is the master of and probably one of the premier guys with bringing mixing that stage show with the music. So,
yep.
As if I have to tell anybody that's listening to this that.
Yeah, well, that's why I don't really know what kind of questions I would come up with for them, you know, because what do you ask Alice Cooper that people aren't going to know, you know?
So you should ask him.
What it was like to act as he was being stomped on by Sasquatch. I'm telling you, man, that's the question.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you prepare as an actor for being squashed by a Sasquatch? And by the way, saying squashed by a Sasquatch is really, really hard. She squashes Sasquatch by the seashore. That's what I think you should do. All right, Derek. Anyway, thank you very much for joining us. And as I remind everyone, these folks are volunteers and they're putting on the show for you. Be sure to say thank you to them. Not just the directors, but also the staff. They all dedicate a lot of time to make sure that you have the best con experience you possibly can. So until next time, this is John for Lee and Derek.
Yes. One final thing, by the way. I wanted to give a shout-out to Netherworld, our sponsor, again for this year. So,
oh, yes, very, Netherworld.
Very cool. Very easily the best dark attraction I've ever been to. So,
and where can people find...
Go ahead and, huh?
Do you know where people can find Netherworld on the web?
Netherworld.com, I think.
I'll double check just so that we don't give wrong information. Netherworld.com. This is a great podcast.
Yeah, it's one of those things that I have a link to. Yeah, it's actually www.fearworld.com.
Ah, Fearworld.
Yeah,
so,
let me look.
Yeah, but anyways, yeah, I wanted to give a quick thanks to them for sponsoring us. So.
John, what was that for?
It scared
me. Jumped out at you on the. I wouldn't go. I'm not going to that webpage.
It scared.
It wasn't even a chance.
I was a little scared.
Literally that haunted house is less than 5 miles from my house, and not a chance in hell.
Nope. Great, it's horrific special effect.
I believe you.
Yeah, I mean they have a swamp effect that I don't. It's impressive how they pull it off.
She will take your word for it.
I completely and utterly.
Are there Sasquatches squashing people there?
I didn't see any, but who knows?
All right.
I'm sure these things can change year by year, but you know.
All right. Well, until next time, this is John for Lee and Derek saying peace.
Bye.
That's right.
Bye.
I'm gangster like that.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 813-3210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share alike non-commercial license.